1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
As promised, this hour we will be devoting some time to talking about the Robert Blake case. We do have a guest, and we're going to get into some of the particulars of this case. Steve Bozell joins us. He's a construction contractor from Corona, California. The information that I have, Mr. Bozell, from your attorney, Dolores Blazengame, you are contemplating a lawsuit against Robert Blake.
Yes, sir.
You are contemplating a lawsuit against the estate of Bonnie Lee Bakley and against Mr. Roy Hutchins. Now, your lawsuit comes concurrent with the charges against Robert Blake. Did you know he would be charged?
I only found out about this, sir, when I saw the news last night.
So you did not know he would be charged?
No, sir.
What is your association with this case?
I would like to say, first off, that I am a very sick man. My insurance company, Blue Cross, has refused to provide insurance. I've always considered them to be a top-notch health insurer. They had a deductible that was reasonable. They paid promptly. But I do believe myself to have a psychosexual disorder, which I believe I was given through what I think was a relationship with Bonnie Lee Bakley. Now, I'll tell you the reason why I say I think.
Yeah.
I came into contact.
First of all, did you have any contact with Bonnie Lee Bakley?
No, sir. I did not have any contact with her. I'd never met her, but I did have what I was told were photographs of Miss Bakley. And at this time, I will tell you, yes, they were of her nude, and I've had that corroborated.
You've had it corroborated that she was nude in the photographs?
Yes, sir.
Did you see the photographs?
Oh, yes, sir, I did.
All right, go ahead.
I said I have an anxiety problem among a couple of problems that I'm being treated with medication for. Sometimes I relieve my stress through, and I was told I could use the word masturbation.
All right, you can use that word once. Maybe we can use a euphemism for it later on. You relieve your stress through masturbation?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I had come into my possession what I was told were nude photos of Ms. Bakley.
How long had you had them?
I had downloaded them from a friend's email. This was in late March of this year. I laser copied the pictures on March 29th because I do have a journal that I provided for my attorney.
Is your attorney with you right now?
Yes, she is.
Where are you?
I am in the offices of Dolores Blazengame, who's my attorney.
You're in Riverside?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I've laser copied the pictures on March 29th at around 7:15. I entered the downstairs bathroom of my residence, which is in Corona, California. The downstairs bathroom is located in the foyer of our home. And I did, at that time, look at the pictures while I was in the bathroom, and I did do...
You pleasured yourself?
I did, sir, yes. I do have a tape recording of that, too. My attorney had asked me to tape record these events in case of any physical episodes because I was on medication.
All right, I don't need to hear that. That's a tape recording of you in the bathroom?
Yes, sir.
All right, we obviously...
Well, I don't mean to play it on the air, but if there's any...
All right, I will accept that you went into the bathroom and you pleasured yourself the pictures of what you thought were Bonnie Lee Bakley.
Yes, sir.
Were you aware at that time that Ms. Bakley was dead?
No, sir, that I was not, and that's the whole point. The next day, I uploaded the pictures and sent them off to another friend of mine. I let the record show, by the way, this is not kiddie porn. These are women who are of age.
Okay, you and friends trade pictures of nude women.
Yes, sir.
All right, you sent these off to a friend.
Yes, and at that time, I learned from this friend, I seen them too, that they may be pictures of Bonnie Lee Bakley and that she was the one that was dead, because I asked him, isn't she the one who was slain? And he said yes. He also inquired, had I used these pictures for my pleasure? And I said yes, and that's when he said that I should talk to somebody.
All right. You found out that Bonnie Lee Bakley was dead. You didn't know that when you had seen these pictures of her nude, or what you think were pictures?
Yes, what I thought were pictures of her. I don't know if they were, but I think they were.
Okay, so you pleasured yourself to nude pictures of a woman that you thought was Bonnie Lee Bakley. Your friend said, well, she's dead, and then he suggested that you needed to talk to someone.
That's correct.
What did he mean?
Well, I know what he meant. I had pleasured myself to the pictures of a dead woman, and I was depressed, I was mortified, I was frightened. I knew that if you do that to dead people, you are called what's called a necrophiliac.
You believe that because Bonnie Lee Bakley is dead and that you were pledging yourself to what you thought was a picture of her, that you have necrophilia?
That is my understanding of any system of thought of human behavior and psychology. I wrote to our carrier, Blue Cross.
And you told them what?
I told them, I have a copy of the letter.
All right, hold on. Before you read the letter, Steve, I want to give our phone number, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I realize this story is a little, it's lengthy, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Well, I do have a copy of the letter I wrote to Blue Cross.
All right. Mr. Bozell is with us. He believes that he has necrophilia because he pleasured himself to pictures of what he thought were Bonnie Lee Bakley, and because she's dead, you think that's necrophilia?
Yes, sir.
All right, so because you have necrophilia, you wanted Blue Cross to cover this?
Yes, sir.
All right, read the letter.
This is due Blue Cross, California. Dear sir, I've recently self-diagnosed necrophilia. I have arrived at those conclusions based upon my experience with the photographs of a dead lady. As you may guess, this is a difficult letter to write, but I'm asking for health care. As I feel I should be committed for psychiatric observation, I'm requesting that my hospitalization and my disability be covered under the terms of the policy I carry with your company. Please see bottom letter for address. May God bless us all in this time of crisis. I remain faithfully yours, Stephen P. Bozell, B&B Construction, Corona, California. Now, that was in early April. Last Monday, I received a letter from Blue Cross basically telling me...
You're SOL.
That's right. They basically told me to go straight to hell.
So that's why you're suing them?
Yes, sir. I'm also bringing action. I don't know if Dolores wants it.
You're also bringing action against Robert Blake?
Yes, I am.
Why?
I'm bringing action against Robert Blake because... He may have made her dead. I don't know if he did or not, but if it proves out that he did make her dead, he made her dead, and then I was pleasuring myself to pictures of what I thought was this lady, and she's dead. That can be the cause of necrophilia, too.
Why are you suing her?
I'm suing Ms. Bakley because of the fact that she is now dead, and that also caused my necrophilia. I'm also suing Roy Hutchins for sending me the pictures. He's a very dear friend of mine, at least I thought he was. Now look at everything that's happened to me now.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So you're suing a lot of people because you believe you're a necrophiliac because you pleasured yourself to pictures of a dead woman.
Yes, sir. I'm suing for damages resulting from emotional cruelty, basically, by inflicting on me the same trauma. I don't think, Mr. Henry, when you look at a veteran in the VA... who can't get medical service for his war injuries, they've been cut off, the government doesn't care, they need prosthetics, and yet they're turned away.
And you consider this to be the same thing?
I think the same thing's happened to me with what happens to a veteran. Nobody will treat me for a psychosexual illness, and so I got to sue a dead woman.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Do you have any other pictures of celebrity women?
I do. I got rid of. I had Natalie Woods and William Shatner's wife, and I've gotten rid of those.
Because they're dead, I guess. 1-800-449-8686. You heard the story. It's bizarre. The guy is suing everybody because he got a hold of pictures of who he thought were Bonnie Lee Bakley. She was nude. He pleasured himself in his downstairs bathroom. Now he thinks he's got necrophilia. And he's suing Blue Cross, Robert Blake, Bonnie Lee Bakley, even though she's not alive anymore, and Roy Hutchins, who's the guy that sent him the pictures for damages because he can't get treated for being a necrophiliac. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Henry Show. On the line with me is Stephen Bozell. He's at his attorney's office in Riverside, California. He is contemplating a lawsuit against Robert Blake, Bonnie Lee Bakley, and Roy Hutchins because he pleasured himself to pictures of what he thought were nude pictures of Bonnie Lee Bakley, and because she's dead, he thinks he has necrophilia. Blue Cross won't cover him. and he wants to sue. Why don't you just sue, Mr. Bozell?
Well, my attorney would like me to, first off, be on a program so I can talk about it. That's all.
All right, let me go to a phone call here. Our number, 1-800-449.
I believe that I need help. I found myself watching pictures of Natalie Wood, watching pictures of Marilyn Monroe or Jane Mansfield. Every one of them is dead, and they all make me hot. And that's what scares me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Kathy on the Phil Hendry Show. Kathy?
Yes, I'm calling because, first of all, you know, because of things like this, that's why insurance rates are so high. And the other thing,
that's why they got insurance companies, too.
Well, I can see where your motive lies. I'm just curious as to how old you are and why you haven't decided to take responsibility for your behavior. You have a compulsive disorder, pre-existing compulsive disorder.
Are you a psychiatrist or something?
No, I'm not.
Okay, then how can you say what I got?
Because I can read a book.
All right, well, I can read a book, too. I believe that I do have necrophilia, and it is a very serious psychosexual disorder.
Oh, my goodness. You know, what other things do you blame society for that
What do you call it when a man was getting off to a dead woman?
Sick.
Okay, there I'm sick, then. That's what I'm trying to say. And I'm trying to get...
Hey,
I'm trying to get Blue Cross to cover me, and Blue Cross won't give me the time of day.
Honey, why don't you get an angioplasty and a stent, and then complain that they won't pay for your health care? You know, this was an elected...
You just got done saying that I am sick.
And you
got done saying I'm sick, and yet you don't...
You
just got done saying it.
A sick mind.
Okay.
You know, there's things that... legitimate illnesses, and then there are...
I have a question for either one of you guys. Doesn't Blue Cross cover psychiatric care or...
You're damn right they do. And here
it's legitimate. Hey, you know, we can see right through you. You're getting awfully angry for somebody that's suffering from anxiety.
Who's this we? You got a turd in your pocket? What do you mean when you say we? You're talking for yourself.
Look it, Mr. Bozell, you are applying for psychiatric care, is that it?
Anything they've got that will make me not want to...
Oh, me.
You know something, lady? The first thing that I don't like is any woman laughing at me.
Well, then we confirm it. Oh, me.
Confirm what? That you're a no-good, dirty...
All right.
Oh, me.
The
radio host, who I've never listened to before, I just happened to turn on the radio.
Yes, ma'am.
I think you need to intervene here.
I think you are a B-I-T-C-H from the word go.
All right,
because
we don't need that kind of thing, okay?
She's the one laughing at me.
Man!
You're laughing at me?
Do you have a job? Just answer that question.
Yeah, I got a job. I own my own construction business, thank you very much.
Well, you couldn't get a lot of work done.
Hey, just because you read books don't mean you know squat. Why don't you go off and read Oprah's Book of the Month or something?
All right,
Well, get your cowboy boots and you do whatever you need to do.
Boots, at least I don't live in Texas. I live in California, where normal people live.
Normal people, except for you. You're the guy that's hammering it.
Talk show host, intervene here.
Hey, listen to her. You can let a woman tell you what to do?
Well, I mean, she's making up.
Oh, listen to this. Now, you're going to let this bitch.
Okay, y'all made this up. This couldn't be true.
You let this bitch tell me what to do.
I'm simply saying, Mr. Bozell, that you're the guy who admitted that you're sick. Don't say that you live in California and you're not sick.
You let this bitch talk to me like that?
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm asking you to take
Shut up!
All right, Mr. Bozell, grow up, okay?
I'm filing a lawsuit, and it's a legal lawsuit in the state of California.
Hey, honey, radio should talk to you.
I had to cut the guy off.
Because he listened to a radio show while he was masturbating.
What? He was listening to my show and he was masturbating? How do you know? Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, well, I mean, what is it? What ailment do you have when you masturbate listening to a talk show? Though I don't know what that's called. Is Mr.
Whatever? Necrophilia. I mean, this is all BS. I mean,
well, I know that there are people.
If you go see a prostitute on the road, he doesn't know if she was free. convicted felon and is a drug dealer, but if he was caught with her, he'd be arrested too. And what is he going to sue for then? You know,
Mr. Bozell, Mr. Bozell, are you there?
If this, if she don't shut up,
These are legitimate alternative things that could happen on the same level as what you're saying, and you,
I will tell you that I've been described by a psychiatrist. A psychiatrist described me as a serial masturbator. Now, if you don't know what that is.
I think we all know what that is.
All right.
And so what? So society needs to help you overcome your, you know, what else?
Society don't. The insurance company do. And they won't do
it. And the next thing we're going to say that you were brought over from Africa and you need, you know, compensation.
Oh, so you're racist, too. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I'm a chronic masturbator, and one of the things I do it if I'm anxious. You are starting to make me angry, and I'm going to, on your program, I'm going to be playing with myself.
I don't want to hear that, okay?
Congratulations. Good luck. And that's why your attorney has given you the guidance she's given you. Get off now because I don't have time to mess with this.
It's just another symptom of
people not taking responsibility. Thank you very much for putting me on. I need to go now. I can't waste any more time with this.
I'll get off for you.
I can't have him on the air if he's going to do that, okay? I can't have him on the air. 1-800-449-8686.
Just because she's afraid to put her hands in her jungle pants.
Okay. That is uncalled for. We're talking to Mr. Stephen Bozell. He is considering a lawsuit against Blue Cross, Robert Blake, Bonnie Lee Bakley, Roy Hutchins. These are all individuals having something to do with sending him photographs of a woman he believed to be Bonnie Lee Bakley. Apparently, he got off in the bathroom downstairs in his house looking at these pictures, and then he found out that she's dead. He believes that he was given necrophilia by Mr. Roy Hutchins. He's also suing Robert Blake for killing her, and he's suing Bonnie Lee Bakley for being dead. Don't you understand, sir, how ridiculous that sounds?
Sir, I'm not an attorney, and no, that is not why I'm suing Bonnie Lee Bakley for being dead. Yes, I am suing her for that, but obviously I'm not going to try and say that it's her fault. But even there is precedent in law where you sue a guy, even though you know it's like, if somebody hits you from behind, okay, in your car.
Yeah.
It's his fault, even though he didn't do it on purpose.
If somebody hits me from behind,
it's always, anybody hits you from behind in your car, it's always going to be your fault. By the same token, Bonnie Lee Bakley, if those are pictures of her.
See, you haven't even determined whether these are really pictures of her or not. You're just talking about this picture of her. You know, you think it's her, and then you find out that she's dead. See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So a guy hits you from behind in your car, it's his fault.
Right, and if she died, it's her fault for having been died. I mean, for... She died, and
it's... I know, she died, and it's her fault for making you pound it to one of her pictures, what you thought was one of her pictures, and now you're a necrophiliac.
That is my estimation, and I'd like to also say at this time, that last woman said that she died. She diagnosed me, and she says she's not even a doctor. So why can't I self-diagnose?
Well, one of the problems you've got is you haven't been to a head shrinker to have a guy...
No, that woman already was diagnosing me. She was saying that I had sicknesses. And she can't do that because she's not a doctor.
No, you're right. She can't do that because she's not a doctor. So you can't self-diagnose necrophilia.
What do you call it when somebody paddles it to a dead lady?
When somebody paddles it to a dead lady, I call that some cat that's, you know, maybe neurotic, but not a necrophiliac. I don't know.
Oh, okay, well, thank you, Dr. Freud.
No, wait a minute.
No, that's all right.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686. 449-8686.
Talking here with a man by the name of Stephen Bozell, who wants to file a lawsuit against Robert Blake and Blue Cross because he feels he has necrophilia because he pleasured himself to pictures of a woman who he thought was Bonnie Lee Bakely, and then he found out that she's dead. I gotta ask you a question, Mr. Bozell.
Yes, sir.
The picture of the woman that you pleasured yourself to, was she living or was she dead?
She was alive.
She was alive?
Yes, sir. She was posing in a nude way. She was posing nude.
She's posing nude. She's alive.
Yes, sir.
Well, how can that be necrophilia if the woman that you're pleasuring yourself to is a living woman in a picture?
Because she's dead, sir. I've made this very clear to my attorney. I made this clear to the individuals who interviewed me. I didn't know she's dead.
But she's alive in the picture.
But she's a dead woman. That's like... It's the same thing. Have you ever gotten off to a cartoon woman or to a draw picture woman?
Sir, if I had, I wouldn't.
All right, well, I'll just go ahead and say it, that in my life I have gotten off to, like, Blondie or Jessica Rabbit, but they're drawn. They're not real.
So there's something sick about that?
I think there's something really wrong with that, yeah. All those people that have pictures of Selena on their wall are all possibly necrophiliacs. That's all I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Shelby, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Okay, I don't think it's strange at all that he's playing with himself to Blondie or Jessica Rabbit, because I know quite a few men who think that Jessica Rabbit's pretty hot. Okay.
Don't you think that's weird because she's a made-up drawing?
Well, no, not really, because if you look at Jessica Rabbit, she's got all the features that a perfect woman should have. The long red hair, the nice bust, the nice curves, okay? So if you have magic...
But she's all made up.
Well, she's a cartoon woman, but she's very attractive.
Right.
So
right.
I'm not sick if I paddle it to that.
No, sir.
Now, what I'm trying to understand, okay, the picture that he's pleasuring himself to, she's alive, right, in the picture?
We've established that, right, Steve?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well... I mean, like, if you look at old pictures of Marilyn Monroe in her potato sack dress with her boobs hanging out, I mean, you know, it's not really hard to look at those pictures and pleasure yourself.
Well,
it's
I think it's the same thing
as looking at porn. The only thing is, it's like old porn. When you look at the pictures of Betty Page, okay?
I don't know
if you guys know who Betty Page is.
Yeah, she was one of the original Playboy models, right?
Right, okay.
You're a girl?
Yes.
How come you know all about naked women?
I used to dance in a club, so I know quite a bit about
naked women. You're not no lesbian or nothing like that?
No.
Okay.
No, but my sister still dances in a club, so I know quite a bit about naked women. And I also know about necrophilia.
What club did you dance in?
Do what?
What club did you dance in?
Oh, that's none of your business, because you live too far away anyway. But, anyways...
Are you redhead, too?
Do what?
Wait a minute. Steve, come on, let the woman talk.
I just wonder if you're a redhead.
Okay, this is the problem he was having with the last call.
Absolutely.
He didn't let anybody talk.
Where are you at right now?
Hold on, Steve. I guess he's imagining you in the club now or something, Shelby.
Oh, okay.
are you wearing something good?
Jesus Christ.
Man. Go ahead, Shelby.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, but anyways, I also know quite a bit about necrophilia, because I actually started writing a book about sexual repression and serial killers.
Hold on for a minute. Would you please take him out?
Okay.
I had to pot him down. Go ahead. You wrote a book about serial killers?
Well, I started to write a book about sexual repression and serial killers. So I did a lot of study and research on serial killers who actually were necrophiliacs. Okay? To actually be a necrophiliac, you have to go out and physically have sex with a dead person.
Okay, would it be bad for me to paddle it to a picture of Jane Mansfield after the head come off?
After the head came off?
Yeah, ma'am.
To a picture?
Yes, ma'am.
That'd be sick. Well, yeah, that would be pretty sick, but it's no different than Rotten.com. I don't know if you guys have ever been on that.
Yeah, that's all messed up stuff, okay?
Yeah, it's all messed up stuff, and people are attracted to look at that because it's messed up, okay? It's like when you drive by a wreck and you see bodies everywhere. You don't want to look at it, but you can't help but look at it, okay?
What's a pretty girl
shut him up.
What's a pretty girl like you doing looking at all chopped off heads?
Well, you know, when you go to write a book about human nature...
I bet I can really go for you, I bet.
Okay, will you knock it off, please?
What do you look like?
You know what? This is probably... You get this all the time when you dance at the club, huh, Shelby?
Yeah, pretty often, actually. You know, you meet sickos every day. But the guy is actually... telling everybody that he's sick, okay, but he wants to collect all this money because he has a messed up mind, and I just don't think that's right at all. I think he's trying to get a free ride from all of these people, and it's just ridiculous. It's a ridiculous, and everybody in the courts are going to laugh at him, and they're going to throw him out.
What do you think about if we had a threesome with a dead lady?
All right, buddy, you know, you're freaking me out.
He's pretty weird.
A threesome with a dead lady.
He's pretty weird. Now, that's kind of messed up. But anyway.
Oh, kind of messed up? Did you hear him?
He can keep dreaming about that one.
Yeah. Okay.
But to actually be a necrophiliac, you do have to physically go out and have sex with a dead person.
You know all about sex, don't you?
Oh, right. Hang up on him. He's a foul thing of the night. Well, Shelby, all right, cool. What, are you going to school now?
No, I'm actually, I sell Kirby vacuums.
Are you trying to pick up on her?
No, I'm not trying to pick up on... You're selling vacuum cleaners?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks very much. See you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. If you log on to PhilHendryShow.com, you'll notice a box that says, Celebrity Ass, Vote Here. Well, every week, we place a picture on our website of a beautiful young butt. And it's not X-rated. It's definitely, well, it's not even R-rated. I think it's PG. And we ask you to guess whose it is. And I'll tell you, the audience is like maybe 50-50 at being able to guess the rear ends of beautiful young actresses. Now, it's really funny because this society is so breast-oriented that when you actually ask a guy to identify a woman by way of her rear end, half these clowns don't know what they're looking at. Because most guys aren't into that. Because most guys are still stuck at the age of 8. They want to see mommy's boobie. Why don't you be a bunch of men and start getting into a woman's rear end and her legs for a change? What is with this preoccupation? Look at the rack on her. What's the matter, man? They take you off the nipple too soon, huh? Anyway, this week we stumped the audience. Everybody voted. We had five names. Brooke Burke, Sofia Vergara, Shannon Elizabeth, Victoria Silvstadt. Is that her name? Vilstadt or Silvstadt? And then Jamie Presley. The audience voted for Brooke Burke, and they were wrong. It was Sofia Vergara. So tune in next week, for another Celebrity Ass. All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number. By the way, our backstage pass, you can sign up for that at the Phil Hendry Show website. And when you get the backstage pass, you get access to all top-quality audio that goes back years and years and years on our website. We have an audio archive that literally goes back 8-9 years. We have... 30-day archive of all of our shows back 30 days. You can keep a log. You can listen to any show that you want going back 30 days. You can listen to today's show anytime you want. You really just basically have a backstage pass. You have a backstage look at how the Phil Hendry Show operates. And when you get the show and you're listening to the show on the Internet, of course, you hear that before we dump out all those dirty words and all of that other stuff. So you're hearing it as what we call on the program line. So get a backstage pass. At PhilHendryShow.com, it's only $6.95 while you're there. Pick up the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. This has been a major smash. Our initial run is almost sold out of Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirts. So If you'd like to get a bowling shirt, a Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, get onto the website and order now, because I, and I'm not kidding you. I know you think that, oh, yeah, that's what you guys say so that people will rush over there. I'm very serious. We have almost completely sold out our initial run. Now, yes, we're going to order more, but it just means you're going to have to wait around for them. And we're hoping that if you want to give one for Father's Day, I think it's a fantastic idea for Father's Day, a Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. I think it's a great idea for Mother's Day. Make sure you order your shirt now. It does take 2 to 4 weeks to deliver the great Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. You get it at the Phil Hendry Show website, which, by the way, honest question somebody may ask, do I have to be a Backstage Pass member to order the merchandise? No, you don't. We'd like you to be, but no, you don't. You can pick up that. You can also pick up our Best of the Phil Hendry Show Year 2001 CD entitled Bring It. That's available on our website, and all the money for that goes to My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. Or you can order it by way of telephone, 877-616-7445. Did you hear about this Flight 93 recording the relatives were allowed to hear today? I saw two of the women interviewed on Fox News today. All of the relatives who wanted to hear the Flight 93 recording were allowed to hear it. Now, they were not allowed and are not allowed because they don't want to prejudice the case against this fine gentleman in Detroit, Moussaoui, whatever he is. So they're not allowed to say exactly what they heard, and they may not identify the voices that they heard when they're speaking to the press. But I'll tell you something. In all the interviews I've heard from these people, they came away glad that they heard it and proud, ultimately, of what they heard on that tape. And I don't know if it was a slip-up, but one of the women said today, and I think it was Burnett, his wife said, and when they took control of the plane, meaning the passengers retook control of the plane. Now, I don't know whether she slipped, whether she should have given that information or not, but apparently the passengers had retaken control of the aircraft, and also apparently they dished out some serious, serious hurt. And I mean serious hurt on those hijackers. Now, again, there was nothing specific that they could say. They couldn't identify voices. But I heard two or three people interviewed today who had heard the tape, and they were glad they did. And they said that when the American people finally hear this tape during Moussaoui's trial next fall, which apparently will be made public, that we will be proud of what took place on that plane. There is some gruesome stuff, to be sure. In fact, in one instance, a female voice is heard begging for her life. Might have been one of the flight attendants. But ultimately, the aircraft was either recommandeered or a serious pitched battle took place where the hijackers got some serious hurt dished on them. And I can only imagine what that entailed. I only can hope that maybe a fire axe was involved. Maybe shards of glass. Just anything that you can get your hands on. I don't want to dwell on it, but it was. I listened carefully to these interviews, and what we imagined took place may very well have taken place, and that is that some poor civilian re-grabbed the controls of the aircraft and very bravely, but ultimately. Very bravely tried to control the aircraft, but ultimately was not able to, because that's an enormous aircraft to try to control if you have no knowledge of flying airplanes. So they gave it their best. They saved a lot of lives. They gave their lives. What can you say, man? But, you know, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Not unbelievable. Believable. All right, 1-800-449-8686. So on to some really cool stuff. I'm going to see my son tonight perform in Godspell at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. And it ought to be sweet. There's a ticket waiting for me someplace. Going to go out and watch those guys do it up righteously. And they got a theater teacher who is really on her money. She's serious. She won't let us call the kids by way of cell phone. We can't have any contact with them. We don't know when they're getting out of the rehearsal. Nothing. Last night I got all upset because Maria says, well, he's in rehearsal for... Yeah, I know he's in rehearsal. How can we call him? Well, the teacher won't let them turn their cell phones on. So, well, we got to talk to him. Well, what world do we live in where now the parents are I demand you have that cell phone on so I can reach you? It's a wild thing. But we didn't know what was going on because he had to go and pick somebody up. Anyway, we're going to go see him tonight, and that ought to be pretty good. We got all these kids in our family, that are like performers now. You know, one of them is in a play, and another one is taking a piano and violin lessons, and he's going to be in a recital. And another one is an aspiring arsonist, and he set fire to a barn the other day. I mean, another one is a. One of our guys I know is going to be a firebug, and I'm not so sure I'm not proud of him. I'm rather, seriously, he, you know, he's always with matches, and he's always saying, hey, Phil, yeah, what if we set fire to that house, but then put it out right away? Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, we got some great kids. Our youngest son is a ballerina, and our daughter looks great in a pork pie hat. So I think the whole thing just says great things. A pork pie hat? I don't even know what that is. A pork freaking pie hat. Also, other stuff that happened today. Crap. I'm looking through my news, man. There ain't nothing going on. I tell you what. Bud, go get Blake.
Really?
Go get Blake.
All right, I'm going to get Blake Barley. He's a political satire man.
Yeah, I know. Go get him. Blake.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Great, Blake. We have a little bit of time here, and I know you've written a political satire song about the Robert Blake thing.
Yes, I have, Phil. As you know, I'm Blake Barley, the political satire guy. I write songs that are relevant and very current and very topical.
Yeah, that's real swell. You got your what is that thing?
That's my ukulele, Phil. I patterned myself after Mark Russell, doing all those insightful and very witty and very smart political satire songs.
Yeah, okay. Why don't you let me be the judge of that, okay?
No, I think you'll like this one, Phil.
Okay. The last one you did, you'll recall, Rosie O'Donnell is a big fat dyke, didn't go over too good, okay?
No, that's political satire, Phil. You have to be smart. You have to understand the edgy humor.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
All right. I'm Blake Barley, political satire guy, and this is about Robert Blake. Oh, Robert Blake killed his wife. Robert Blake shot his wife. Robert Blake shot his wife. Now she's dirt napping. Oh, Robert... Ow!
Get out of here! Smart and edgy, huh?
Hey, Phil, you don't still get the modern-day humor.
What do you mean, modern-day humor?
God, Phil, you look like you didn't drop a load in your shorts.
Well, God, what are you doing?
You asked me to bring a pad.
You're right, bud, you're right.
Yeah, so come dumping on me.
Don't you like the song, Phil?
No, I don't. I didn't like that anyone better than I liked Rosie O'Donnell's A Big Fat Dyke. Or that other one that you did about the fag or whatever.
Oh, you mean the bodies in Georgia?
Yeah. And they don't smell too good.
Oh, Rosie O'Donnell.
Get out of here with a song.
My ukulele.
Yeah, go buy another one, man. I know you got them at the dime store. That's your fifth one you're working on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.